statistical, so unpredictable, here on SNL Stats.
Yes, hello everybody, that is right. I know the theme song said SNL Stats, but we are now the SNL Network. If you haven't seen our changes on social media, I'm so excited to be officially part of the SNL Network, and this is our first thing that we're going to do on the SNL Network. We're going to break down some breaking news here on Wednesday, September 22nd. We got the news that we have our first four hosts and musical guests. Let me read out that news to you, and if you are watching along and you are in the chat, we want to get your thoughts throughout the show. On October 2nd, we have Mr. Owen Wilson is hosting with musical guest Casey Musgraves. We have on October 9th, host Kim Kardashian West, which we had heard some rumors about previously, with musical guest Halsey, a previous host. On October 16th, we have host Rami Malek with musical guest Young Thug. And on October 23rd, we have the return of the king. Mr. Jason Sudeikis returns finally with musical guest Brandi Carlile. I'm so excited to talk through this all. We got some breaking news. We got some panelists here with us. People might come in and out of the show just to talk about everything. TJ is here with us. One of our amazing panelists joined us last year. TJ, what are your thoughts, initial thoughts on this breaking news?
Besides the fact that you're right and that I'm amazing, I appreciate that. I was like, oh my God, I'm so blown away because it's awesome for Jason Sudeikis. I like some of Casey Musgraves' music. She's really great. The Kim Kardashian one, I'm honestly really intrigued to see how that episode's gonna go. Like, I know a lot of people were like, oh, why would she? But it's better than like the Elon announcement. Like, let's keep it 100. Like, and Kim like has some professionalism about her, and like she did that awesome David Letterman interview. So to be honest, I'm a lot more changed on her than I was when I was in like high school, which was kind of like, oh, like why is she famous? Blah blah blah. I'm really kind of intrigued because she can be kind of cool. That's the episode I'm the most curious about, honestly.
Well, you know what? Let's do it like this. I like to get organized. I want to go episode by episode. I think that's the
you
right
asked
way to do
me.
So we don't jump in. I know, TJ. I asked you, but I'm just too excited. That's what it is. It's just an exciting day. So let's start with October 2nd. So you gave me your thoughts on Owen Wilson, Casey Musgraves. Did I interrupt you, or are you good with that?
Well, Owen Wilson seems like kind of the odd choice because I know he just did Loki, the Marvel show. So I don't know if he's supposed to have something coming up. I'm happy about it.
He's in Wes Anderson. He's got the new Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, that weird looking movie. Oh, that movie looks weird, man. I can't. The Wes Anderson. I don't know if it's a me thing or a thing with like brothers. I can't do Wes Anderson movies. But I can't do it. Okay, but that explains. I thought it was because of Loki that he was going to be in it.
It could be. It could be both.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you, TJ. You just heard the voice of Mr. Andy Hoagland from the SNL In Review Experience. Andy, are you excited? We got our first few hosts of the season and musical guests. Let's start with the premiere. What are your thoughts on the premiere, Owen Wilson and Casey Musgraves?
Yeah, I mean, Owen Wilson is a real interesting one. You know, one of the leaders of 2000s era frat rack comedy. You know, it's, you know, arguably it would have been more exciting to see him, you know, in his Shanghai Knights era. You know, when he was really kind of firing on all cylinders. So I wonder if maybe Disney, you know, to TJ's point, pushed Owen in due to the Loki show, you know, getting that Marvel boost in there. But I think it'll be cool. You know, he's been one of those guys that I've always wanted to see Owen Wilson do sketch comedy. And I always kind of wondered, you know, why he never had, like, why during Zoolander, why didn't he ever kind of make an appearance? Though he did make an appearance on Update, if I'm remembering right. Maybe the people in the chat section can fact check me. But
I think so.
You know, I think
we have one appearance from Owen Wilson. That would be February 6, 2016.
There he's never is. Hosted?
He's never hosted, no.
Because it was Update. It was Zoolander 2, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the my point is that he didn't come around, you know, in like 2002 or 2003. You know, despite the fact that he's friends with Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell and all those guys, or at least he's a professional collaborator. So it's always been one of those lingering questions for me is, does he not like sketch comedy? Like, was there some sort of tension there? Like, so we're going to get our answer in you know, the year of our Lord 2021.
He seemed like the kind of person I would have hosted before. Like, it's maybe it's the Mandela effect. I was like, oh, he seems like he's probably hosted a couple of times. I'm shocked this is his first time. He seems big enough that he would have hosted at some point.
Well, wait, let me get Nicole in here. We got Nicole Rovine also with us, and I know she's chomping at the bit to talk about the premiere. So, Nicole, what are your thoughts on having Owen Wilson and Casey Musgraves?
I'm excited. I don't think it's ever been done before. Maybe it has, but for a finale host to be a first-time host and then the next premiere host to be a first-time host, either one of those is pretty rare. So for them to happen one after the other, you know, bringing back Anya Taylor-Joy, she hosted the finale and now we have Owen for the premiere. That's really interesting and, you know, kind of bold. Owen, I'd say, is a bit less bold than her, just since, you know, he has the sense that he's been around because he's, you know, friends with so many people who've hosted the show a million times. He's really in the comedy world. So I'm excited. I think there's a lot to play with. I'm excited for Casey Musgraves. She just released a new album.
Yes.
She's a boss. She's cool. Yep. Didn't love her Met Gala look. It was actually my least favorite of the night.
Oh my God.
But, you know, it's okay. We forgive her for that. We really do. We support her and celebrate her. So I'm excited. I think that she has a really viral, one of her songs, Breadwinner, is super viral on TikTok. So I'm sure we'll be seeing that. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Casey Musgraves. I have to tell you, I know she has been the musical guest before. She was the musical guest on May 12th, 2018. So
that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah, just a few years ago, she did two songs then, and she is back. She is so friggin' talented. I don't know if, you know, for people who aren't country music fans, she just has this like sultry sound to her voice that is just incredible. And it really, like, I find that for all generations, even if you don't love country music, you're going to love Casey Musgraves. And for me, this Owen Wilson thing kind of came out of left field. I really feel like Owen has probably been offered, I think like Andy was saying, has been offered to do the show throughout previous generations, previous eras of the show. So the big question for me is, why did Owen Wilson decide now in 2021 to host the premiere of SNL? Is it because he was offered a premiere? Is it because there's like a certain thing happening in his life that he feels like now is the right time to host SNL? Because I would be stunned if I heard that Owen Wilson was never offered an opportunity to be a host at SNL.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, like, he's been around on those lists of people.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around since 1996, you know, I would say he really merits SNL host consideration, maybe a couple years after that, you know, like when he starts making movies with Jackie Chan and whatnot. But my hunch.
He made a movie with Jackie Chan?
Oh, yeah. Shanghai Nights. Huh. But my hunch is that this is a Marvel Disney thing. I don't know if it's like a contractual, like you got to do this, or if it's just like the PR people were like, Owen, you really should do this type of thing. But that's my personal pet theory.
Interesting. Interesting.
You know, what's also interesting is guess who has hosted that you would never, between these two, you would guess that it was Owen. Luke Wilson hosted in 2004, November 20th, right? 2004. Which is
right,
just,
yeah.
I mean, crazy to think about that he had the opportunity first, whether they were both offered and he wanted to take it sooner. But think about how much time has passed since Luke, you know, had that role. It's just, it's interesting.
Yeah. So this will be weird because if you had said to any longtime SNL fan, hey, check out the Owen Wilson episode of Saturday Night Live, they were going to think that the cast was like, you know, Chris Kattan and people like that.
Yeah.
Were still around. They're not going to, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how Owen Wilson is going to work with this particular, not to pick on Chris, but I'll just say, but just like, I don't know how this particular cast is going to blend with Owen, except for the obvious, which is that Melissa Villaseñor, assuming that she is back this season, which we have not gotten back for does a incredible Owen Wilson impression. So I wonder if this is fan service. I see Monette in the chat just said, I'm just happy it means Melissa gets to do her impressions of Owen Wilson. Nailed it. So it's really interesting.
John, can I add one thing on top of that?
Of course.
I this is obviously right down the middle for Melissa. Fingers crossed that she comes back. Although, to TJ's point, the first thing I thought of was Edward Norton's impression of Owen Wilson during the Halloween Wes Anderson spoof from a few seasons back.
Yeah, so that is something that has been replayed on a lot of Halloween specials. So obviously that's really true. Guys, anything else on Owen Wilson or Casey Musgraves from the premiere, or should we move on to week number two?
You know, John, Nicole, and Andy, you know, I think we're forgetting something here. I think that, you know, it's been some speculation that the wonderful Melissa Villaseñor might leave. Now, granted, that would break my heart. But I think if I don't think it's Marvel or Disney, I think Melissa Villaseñor is the pulling power, that she's like, if Owen Wilson does not host this season, I will not come back. So I'm totally kidding, but like, I'd like to believe in a world where Melissa Villaseñor is making demands such as that, even though she seems like a very kind person. So maybe she demanded Owen Wilson to host and she's like, I'll do another year, Lauren. And then she like walks out and like flips a coin at him or something. I don't know. But that's what I like to think.
Yeah, by the way, I will say, I know people in chat are saying this as well. Melissa did confirm on her podcast she's coming back. We just haven't gotten official word on the cast yet from our sources at SNL, or they have not put that up publicly. TJ, I just wanted to say your friend, your co-host that you have is just messing with your microphone just a little bit.
Oh my God.
So if you don't mind just putting that to the side, I appreciate that. anybody else comments on the premiere before we move on?
One more thing about Owen Wilson. He has a rom-com with none other than Jennifer Lopez coming out, which is a huge deal.
What?
I think there was a trailer released in late August. I'm going to watch it now. He is influencing me. SNL actually is influencing me to go watch it. So I'm going to go do that. I think everybody should go see that just for the pure entertainment value of picturing those two in a romantic situation. I'm pretty intrigued. And I think that will, it could be the Marvel thing, the Disney thing. But I mean, when you're attached to a project with J-Lo and you're her romantic interest, like you're going to do SNL. You're cool. You're cool.
The pairing of them screams like this should have been made again, like Owen hosting SNL. This movie should have been made like 15 years ago.
Yeah. And then we have J-Lo and Ben Affleck together. It feels like it's 15, 20 years ago all over again. So many things are happening that are like this is, you know, not for 2021. This is for 2004. Like, it's crazy.
I'm glad that you pointed this out, though. I'm noting in the Wikipedia that Sarah Silverman is also in it. Fun fact.
Wow.
Oh, I love Sarah Silverman. Oh, I love her so much. Wait, hold on. Here's a question. Didn't this movie already happen? Isn't it called The Wedding Planner or something?
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious.
That also happened, but it was a different movie. This one's called Marry Me.
Yeah, she did one with like Matthew McConaughey and
that's what I'm thinking of.
Ray Fiennes. Yeah.
That was a great movie. That was so good. Okay.
So we're going to have a lot to talk about when it comes to the premiere. We have our official season 47 preseason show happening next Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you haven't subscribed, definitely subscribe so you get notified when we go live on Monday night to talk through everything from the premiere, including the cast and Owen Wilson and Casey Musgraves. Let's talk about week number two, October 9th, Kim Kardashian West and Halsey, which, you know, this should be a really, really fun show. I know that the rumors have been out for a long time that apparently, you know, just from the rumor mill that Lorne Michaels met up with Kim at some hotel over the summer. People were thinking Kim was going to host the premiere, and we do get her on the second week. Obviously, we've gotten a lot of Kanye West history with Saturday Night Live. We have gotten Kim Kardashian impressions all over the place. But let's talk through our thoughts on Kim Kardashian as host and Halsey, a former host, as musical guest. Nicole, you're shaking your head. Let me hear.
I'm so excited. The theme of today is, why didn't this happen 14 to 17 years ago? Kim, I mean, I guess that'd be more like, I think it should have happened in 2009 with Kim and 2014. That's when I think it should have happened with Kim. I am so excited. I think she really deserves this. A few notes. Kim Kardashian West was on the post-it that was released, which is a very interesting decision because she's been dropping the West for the last, you know, several months in certain places. And there have been kind of rumors that they might be trying to make it work. So I thought that was a really intentional decision. And I think it, you know, begs the question, will we have a Kanye cameo? Will he show up? It's certainly a platform where she's affirming that she's a West, because she could have easily done Kim Kardashian on that post-it and we wouldn't have been like, oh, here's more evidence, because sometimes she just goes by Kim Kardashian. So I thought that was really worth noting. My other thing is, I think that this warrants a Nasim Pedrad cameo. I think she totally deserves to show up back on SNL. I think that she should impersonate. I love when they do like somebody impersonates the host and the host impersonates somebody else in the same scene in a, you know, a talk show format. I think that's always really funny and meta and self-aware. So I would love to see that. And then another thing with Halsey, I'm really excited for her because when she hosted in 2019, she had been a musical guest in 2018, and then she was again 2020. But she was a big surprise. Like, after that episode, I know for me and a lot of other people, like, wait, she was really good. She was really well-rounded, really, you know, quick-witted, like, really down to do whatever. She was an amazing host. And so I think this sort of reminds me of how they like to pair questionable, in quotation marks, hosts with SNL vets who can really step in. You know, obviously Miley and Elon Musk is a great example of that. So I like that they paired Kim with Halsey, because Halsey can carry a lot of that weight that maybe Kim might lack in the acting department or in the spontaneity department. So I think that's a great decision, very strategic. And I'm really excited. I'm a Kardashian supporter for sure.
So. Yeah, I'm excited too. I don't know. I think see a lot of people online are like, really, Kim Kardashian? But I think we have to give her a chance. Obviously, the ratings are going to be insane for this particular episode.
Flippin-lutely.
Like, this is a no question decision for them to try and have her on and see. And as far as I can tell, looking back into my notes, and again, you know, we just got this breaking news within the last couple of hours. I don't think an actual Kardashian or Jenner has actually ever appeared on Saturday Night Live. Obviously, a ton of impressions, a ton of history, but. I think this is the first, you know, except for Kanye, obviously, I don't think we've actually ever got an appearance by any of them. So I am curious to see who is going to show up this particular week now that we're not dealing with certain restrictions we were dealing with last season. I think this will be a cameo heavy episode potentially. So this will be interesting to see. Andy, what are your thoughts on our second week over here with Kim and Halsey?
Well, I'm not as enthusiastic as you, John, or Nicole. I mean, I'm not upset about it. I certainly understand the ratings part of it. But again, like, I think Nicole, you opened with that this feels very 2007. I'm not sure. I'm confident in her comedic ability, but let's give it a shot. It feels to me like it's in that vein of Elon Musk, of they're being driven by the ratings and the discussion more than they are about putting on a good show, which is totally within their right. You know, like, who am I? But it's a little like a Frankenstein monster of like Elon Musk and like Lindsay Lohan kind of like mashed together or something. You know,
wait, Andy, can I just jump in for a second? I just want to fight you on this for 2 seconds, okay? Because sure. this is what we do here. We talk through things. I think you need to give this a chance, because I really feel that Kim and her family have been on camera 24/7 for the past 15 or 20 years. Cool. And it's not like, you know, it's not like the Elon Musk situation where it's like, let's take this
How
guy.
How dare you, Andy?
who's really, no, I'm not criticizing Andy. I'm just saying, but this is part of what we do, is we discuss through things, is that Andy, Elon Musk was really famous in a different area of life, and they plucked him out and put him in this area he's not familiar with. Kim is like constantly around the camera, constantly around these types of people. Maybe she doesn't do sketch comedy, but I really think that this is not putting a square peg in a round hole like the Elon Musk situation was.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a one-to-one. I mean, I think the comparison there is more that it's, you know, a controversial figure who is not a comedian, not a performer, you know, and is, you know, it feels more ratings driven than anything else. You know, particularly, you know, if you take a look at like Kim Kardashian's like actual acting credits, you know, it's, she plays herself, right? So is it going to be one of those episodes where she's just kind of like, Kim Kardashian does this, Kim Kardashian does that? I mean, look, like, I don't have a strong feeling about it either way, really, but you know, it's just not something that I'm like, hell yeah, it's 2021, we got some Kim Kardashian, you know, like get this.
Who was that an impression of, Andy?
It was me. That's okay. Oh, it's like the conglomerate of people like me. That's okay.
No.
I never pictured Nicole rolling her neck.
But the other thing that I want to comment on is, actually, I just lost my entire train of thought. It had to
let
do
me,
with Kim Kardashian.
Let me go to TJ.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was about West. Let me say this really quick, because Nicole brought up the West thing. You know, when Kanye was doing his like Atlanta shows and whatnot for Donda, Kim showed up there, if I'm not mistaken. So there's definitely like precedent for these people who are supposedly broken up and on the verge of divorce of working together. And, you know, given how savvy Kim is, you know, she's not going to like let up an opportunity to generate headlines. So I would be inclined to think that they're at least thinking about a way to incorporate Kanye in some way, given that they just did it anyway, you know? So that's what I got.
All right, TJ, over to you. Thoughts on October 9th.
Okay. So I definitely, like, when I was in, like, high school, was, like, in that camp of, like, high school boys. So I was like, oh, Kim Kardashian, like, she's a reality star. Like, what's the... And but, like, first of all, yo, she's a boss. Like, I'm not her demographic, but as, like a figure, like a business person out there, she's a boss. She's out here doing her thing, and she sustained herself. So I can't... you got to give her flowers for that. You know what I'm saying? And also, like Nicole said, like actually just echoing everything like Nicole said about like her as an entertainer or whatever. And I know she did like a Tyler Perry movie I saw when I was like a teenager. That's the only thing I've seen her act in. I am so curious. I think I know the only thing that could ruin this for me, because the David Letterman interview that she did last year or the year before, that changed my whole perspective on her. Really, I was like, okay, it was like watching a celebrity do a Hot Ones interview, and you're like, oh wow, I've been kind of creating this persona about this person when they're just a human. Granted, she's rich, so she's not like, you know, down to earth, but she's like a person still. And so I was like, okay, like where's all this like hate coming from? And I realized it's just maybe jealousy, you know. So once I kind of got rid of that like emotion, I was like, all right, she's just, I'm not in reality, whatever. But as a business person, she's out here getting her bag. Cool. As a host, I don't think we should put her in the Elon basket. I think that's disrespectful. Also, I gotta pause, Andy, and ask you a question. By the way, I mean this all with love. Why were you putting Elon Musk and Lindsay Lohan in the same basket? Because Lindsay Lohan is a respected... Just curious.
Let's not do the Elon Musk discussion today.
Okay.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
Elon Musk was kind of a trolling move to generate ratings. I mean, it was a fine episode. I didn't care either way. I see some similarity between bringing Kim on. I think it's not dissimilar. Let's put it that way. You know, like you just mentioned, she did like a Tyler Perry movie. She did Paw Patrol. She was a voice on Paw Patrol, and she was in Disaster Movie in 2008.
Oh my God, I remember that movie.
She was in, I mean, look, like, and that's not why they're bringing her on, you know? So it's like, let's call a spade, you know what I mean? The Lindsay Lohan thing, I'm being a little glib, but it's like Lindsay and Kim, like, they were part of that kind of the same crew. Like, they're very tabloidy, very going out, and, you know, like, they're part of the, like, sort of the same class, like, back in the day, you know what I mean?
So I'm okay if this is not a heavily comedic, inventive episode. I think they should capitalize on all of the pop culture viral stuff that's happening. And that can be the episode. Like, what's really interesting to me is Skims, Kim Kardashian's one of her many brands. They launched today a campaign with Kourtney Kardashian and Megan Fox in these very like sexual, like provocative sort of, you know, poses. Like, it's really headline worthy because, you know, they're dating Travis Barker and MGK respectively. And so it's a huge thing. So my prediction, I would love to see Kim impersonate Kourtney and then somebody else on the cast do a Megan Fox. So that's a great example of like, this show isn't going to be for everyone, but it's going to be for me. They're going to do all these pop culture references and I'm pumped. There's a lot to work with. The Met Gala is another one. If you saw her crazy, cover. There's so much to work with, and I want to kind of just celebrate that. And I respect if somebody hates the episode, because I don't think it's going to be targeted for everybody.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I see like people comparing. I see Monette in the chat. She says like the Paris Hilton episode. I think the thing about the Paris Hilton episode back in the day is like there are stories that came out of that episode about the cast absolutely hating Paris Hilton and how rude she was to everybody. I think Tina Fey has like spoken about that being like her worst episode when she was ever at the show. Is like the Paris Hilton episode was notorious. I think that as far as I understand, Kim Kardashian has a pretty good relationship with people at the show, so I certainly understand where the public might be concerned. Especially, look, we are in the business of talking to people who are huge fans of comedy. I totally respect and understand where people feel this is more of a ratings grab than having a great host of SNL here. I just want to give it a chance. I want to see what it's like, and then we'll talk about it, you know, throughout that whole week. We're going to have tons of coverage about how did Kim Kardashian do on the show. So that is week number two. Nicole, let's start with week number three. So on October 16th, we have Rami Malek with musical guest Young Thug. Any thoughts over here?
Yeah, I'd say this is the one that probably piqued my interest the least, just because I'm the least emotionally invested. When you average out host and musical guest, this one would be my least emotional investment. Some of the best episodes are dramatic actors who you're not excited for surprising you. You know, Adam Driver became an iconic SNL host, and his first episode, I don't think people expected that. And now it's like, everybody I know, he's in their top, you know, 5, 10, 20 hosts. Like, people always reference him. He's incredible. So he's a dramatic actor. I don't perceive him as hilarious, but I always end up pleasantly surprised with an actor like that. So I'm pumped. And then Young Thug, he has an album coming out on October 15th. So the timing is pristine there. He also has the song on Drake's new album, Way Too Sexy, which has no business being as good as it is. I saw that and I was like, you're kidding. I'm not listening to this. Like, this is garbage. But now it's like one of my top listens on that album. It's so catchy. So I should be, you know, I'm hoping that Drake is on Young Thug's album, because I would love a Drake appearance. That would make my whole world. So, you know, there's potential. I think with a rapper, there are the percentage of collaborations on a rap album is higher than a lot of other types of albums. So I think Young Thug, I'm a little less invested in as other rappers, but I do think his appearance will be very likely have some surprise cameos from people that he's collaborating with. So that's something to look out for that I'm curious about.
So Andy, thoughts on week number three?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little underwhelmed by Rami Malek. I mean, again, like, it doesn't, like, make me mad. I'm not going to, like, cry about it. But, you know, I think he's a little bland. I thought that he was an overrated Best Actor winner for Bohemian Rhapsody. So he doesn't really do much for me personally. I'm sure there's other people that disagree with that. That said, he is a part of the extended Gilmore Girls universe. If people remember, he was in season 4, where he was part of Lane's Bible study group. So I love the idea of someone else from the Gilmore Girls family coming on to host besides Melissa McCarthy. So that does scratch an itch for me. I'm more excited about Young Thug for the reasons that Nicole referenced. But I also thought that it was interesting that this is his first time performing. And I think he appeared when Kanye was doing the Life of Pablo stuff. I think he came on during one of those songs as well, too. So nice of him to, you know, finally get, like, his own, like, moment to shine, because he's definitely been, you know, underrated or under the radar for the last couple of years. So it's good to see someone like that, you know, not just be like a supporting player, but also get to be their own person.
Sorry, Nicole, I was going to say, we had Young Thug coming in on February 13th, 2016, like Andy said.
And with Megan Thee Stallion, Megan Thee Stallion, I think he appeared. He might not have appeared, but I have to fact check myself. But he might have been there.
I have 3 appearances for Young Thug, we'll double check that before, obviously, that week. For me, the Rami Malek thing, I'm excited for this one. I mean, look, I know a lot of people, you know, some people were underwhelmed. You can never make everybody happy, but I really feel that Nicole nailed this. Dramatic actors, sometimes they come in and they absolutely kill it, and I think that's what we might get. You know, we saw last year, sometimes it takes a couple weeks for SNL to get its groove back, and I think that it's possible that we'll see how the first 2 episodes are. The premieres are never the highest quality that we see throughout the season. The Halsey and Kim Kardashian episode, like you said, ratings grab, potentially some pre-planned segments that will be there in advance. And the Rami Malek one could be the best quality of the sketches that we end up getting up until that point. So I'm really excited to see what we're going to get. That one's obviously the biggest mystery for everybody in the SNL community about what we're going to get that particular episode. But I can't wait to see it. TJ, do we have you back?
I don't know. How do I sound?
I'm really sorry, buddy, but you are breaking up. But we will definitely
get out of here.
Yeah, I wanted to hear your thoughts, but I'm glad we at least got you for part of the show. So unless you can get it fixed, we'll say peace and we'll talk soon. We're gonna have TJ on a bunch of podcasts coming over soon. TJ, let me know if you end up getting that sorted out. We'll definitely you can come on back in. All right, anything else, Andy or Nicole, on week number 3? All right, let's do it. Let's talk about Jason Sudeikis returning to the show. I mean, this is the big one. This is the one that we were all really excited to see what was going to happen, when this was going to happen. This was teased at the backstage of the Emmys, and I am so excited. One of my all-time favorite cast members, and I'm sure everybody in the chat, everyone who's watching along, will totally agree, it is about damn time that Jason Sudeikis returns to the show. Andy, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling good about this, man. I like Jason Sudeikis, and I do think that they play the former cast member coming back to host. It's a little bit of a crutch, but this is just so well deserved. You know, this is someone that, you know, put in so much time with the show, during the early 2000s and whatnot, and he's really hit his moment with Ted Lasso. You know, obviously that cleaned up at the Emmys, and season two is out right now. I'm excited for him, and it'll be a fun episode in general. I just hope that they bring back Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to bring back?
Yeah. I think that should be the cold open. Mitt Romney drinking milk.
Oh, okay. All right, Nicole, first thoughts on Jason Sudeikis returning to host.
That's a hilarious priority that you've set for yourself for the episode. I'll join you there. I would like to see it as well. And there's kind of a lot to do with it randomly. I think that it could work. I'm so excited, and you made a great point about how it sometimes feels like either a crutch of an old cast member or sort of like a favor, or like it has sort of a different feel, but this one feels so different from any other returning cast member host that I can remember, just because there's this, like, he is just beaming right now, and coupled with the fact that he hasn't been back to host, he's done a lot of favors and stuff, but it's been a minute since he really got this amount of attention on the show. So it's like, I feel like everybody's rooting for him, and it's so well-deserved. It's so just perfect. I mean, think about it, in the pop culture stratosphere about a year ago, when the news about Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde broke, he had this sort of reputation of being like, you know, like a losery, bummy, like, you know, poor guy, like, and I mean, he still sort of has it, but just like, to think how far he's come with the way people talk about him in the media, it was, you know, he was sort of the butt of a lot of jokes. And now it's like, oh my gosh, like, he was probably the biggest deal at the Emmys, like the greatest number of Emmys given were sort of, just so many were sort of in reference to him, you know, and his name and his project, you know, even if other projects got a lot of awards, it wasn't like one person at the center of it. So he is a huge deal. I'm so proud of him he's someone who you just feel like, you know, even if you don't. I think we can all sort of relate to that feeling about Jason. It's like, I'm rooting for him. I think his place in pop culture right now, like, his star is rising. My one thing is, if I'm so curious as a pop culture person, if they're going to play into the Harry Styles thing, it's like, it's such a conscious decision one way or the other. And
I don't think they touch that.
If they do, I don't know. I think they might. And if they do, that would be crazy. It would be just so viral and interesting, whether he references it in the monologue or he impersonates Harry. There, just even a millisecond of that would, you know, the people who aren't invested in the news and the pop culture stuff, like, you know, they wouldn't even notice, they wouldn't care. But if we'd, like, pop culture nerds got a millisecond of that, we'd be fascinated. We'd analyze it for days.
Okay, so I see your point. Here's the major headline going into week 4 of season 47. Is Jason Sudeikis is returning to host the show. Is this a Ted Lasso episode, or is this a SNL in the late 2000s episode? And that is the big question for me, is, are we going to get sketches that have to do with Ted Lasso, one of the biggest shows of the last 2 years? Are we going to get appearances from other people who are on Ted Lasso? Or is this, and this is, I believe, what most of the SNL community is hoping for, is this probably we're going to get some Will Forte? Are we going to get some, you know, other people from Jason's cast that are
coming, like, back? Are we going to see the A-holes and Kristen Wiig will come back, do a cameo?
Right. I mean, if he was ever going to do it, this is
yeah, I mean, I think they'll probably split the difference, right? Like, it'll be both episodes, you know, because the what makes this kind of an interesting episode is he's not just coming back because he's a former cast member. And, you know, it's like when John Lovitz came back, you're like, or, you know, a few other people from Dana Carvey, it's like, yeah, maybe they had a movie or something, but it's like, cause they were big on the show and they're coming back. this is interesting because he's not just coming back because he's a former cast member. He's coming back because he's from Ted Lasso. And that's like the show of the moment, right? So I think it would be a balance of both a little bit. And then the other thing that kind of stands out to me that I should have mentioned earlier is, I mean, this is kind of their one shot to do an interesting Joe Biden, right? Like, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens this season. Like, does Alex Moffitt still have that role? Are they going to, like, let Jason Sudeikis do it? Are they still married to that? Like this will clarify some of that a little bit.
Yeah, and look, for anyone who's, like, just watched the show post-Jason Sudeikis, let's say in the last, I guess, like, 8 or 9 years, whatever it is, Jason is an all-time SNL cast member. I mean, this is a guy who was originally a writer on the show. He came in, and he's, like, one of the best, straight guys in the comedy sense that has ever been on the show. He is fit into every single sketch. People loved writing for him. He's actually, I think he's 14th all-time in sketches in the history of the show, and, you know, it's a long list of people. So he is right up there, obviously, being on the show from 2005 to 2013. So this is a very big deal. It's also a very big deal for longtime SNL fans because Jason left the show in a very weird way. And we're going to talk about this a lot more heading into that fourth week of the season, where Jason's departure from the show was very muted compared to his contemporaries. We had a very, big deal for Kristen Wiig. We had the end of the digital shorts for Andy Samberg, Fred Armisen, Bill Hader. There was a lot of fuss, but when it came to Jason Sudeikis, nobody knew when he was going to leave. Apparently, he was going to leave in 2012, but was asked to stay on at least one other year. He was not happy staying there for the end of his run. And as soon as he left in 2013, we got the hiring of a bunch of cast members that were only there for one more year in the hopes that they could find some people to replace these guys that just left. It was an amazing SNL career that ended a little bit weird. And this will be interesting always to see somebody come back, years later, and how do they fit into the current cast that we have?
And yeah, and on that note, when you think about his early 2010s filmography, Horrible Bosses is 2011. I think he comes out with We're the Millers in like 2013. So he probably spent the last 2 years, if not three, thinking, I'm going to Hollywood, guys. Like, I'm a movie star now. You know what I mean? It was probably one of those types of things.
Yeah, for sure. But from everything it seems, especially seeing him at the Emmys and stuff, he seems to be in a great place. Nicole, any opinion on him being the fourth episode of the season as opposed to having him for the premiere?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jason is someone, he seems very humble, not self-centered at all. I honestly just think it was as simple as, when is he free? When is he available? I don't think for him, he was like, I'm going to come back, but only if I can have the premiere. Nor do I think that he's just going to take it from a really like wholesome, genuine, like, nostalgic way. I think that he's, whereas maybe Kim is a little more, and the nature of more of her job is to be more aware of those types of things. But I don't know. I mean, as you've said, John, the show gets into its groove and rhythm. It takes a couple weeks. So I think that'll benefit him. The show will kind of also get out of the way a lot of maybe sketches that it's been sitting on over the summer, things that it kind of maybe has to do. And so by the time it's Jason, I think there will be more freedom than there had been. And also there will be less, week to week. There will be, like, for example, the premiere has months of pop culture to go off of, whereas every week after that it'll be a tighter thing. So I think for him, it's like they're not going to be as reliant or as in need of those things in the news. So I think there's going to be more room to play, and there's going to be more room to just like honor Jason, whether it's a lot of Ted Lasso stuff, a lot of old school stuff. They're not going to have to do as much other stuff as the three shows prior will have to do.
Definitely. I mean, as far as things that we would like to see going into that fourth week, we're going to talk through those over the next few weeks, different characters that might return. I see that our friend Jamie in the chat said he wants to see the red Adidas tracksuit, so we might get a what up with that. That would be great. Obviously, we still have Keenan on the show, who has said that he is returning to the show. Another sketch that I really like between, I know there was other cast members in it, but something between Jason and Keenan that I loved was those Scared Straight sketches back in the day that they used to do with Andy and Bill Hader as well, with the, in the police station. That's something we'd obviously like to see. And we had mentioned the A-holes. So there's a lot of great stuff. I'm sure we're going to get at least one or two things from that era of the show. And I am just so excited to cover it. So like I said, we had our first 4 weeks. We have breaking news, and I'm just excited to jump on here and talk with you guys in the chat, talk with Andy and TJ and Nicole. Andy, any final thoughts on the first 4 weeks?
Just that I'm excited. I'm very excited for the show to be back.
Okay, I'm so thrilled too. Nicole, I don't want to leave without mentioning Brandi Carlile. So also, any thoughts on her as well for week four?
I'm so excited to have her be one of the musical guests, because I'm always curious to see how each host and musical guest sort of reacts to the news, how they post, you know, whether they just repost, like, you know, Kim just reposted the SNL thing with kind of a witty, funny little thing. But the ones I saw as of, you know, the however much time we had between the announcement and right now, she seemed so grateful. She tweeted, she was like, Brandi Carlile. She's been like, this is what I've been waiting for so long. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. Something along those lines. And that always just strikes a chord with me, that somebody sees this opportunity as a privilege and a blessing and something that they don't take for granted. And so I think that's really cool. She seems just so jazzed, and she's also so talented and has been on the scene for a while, but I would like to see her star kind of keep rising. I think it's been rising a little more this year than it has in her many years of being on the scene. And I hope that trajectory continues. She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm just excited about this. Nicole, final thoughts on the first four, anything else you want to say?
I'm excited. I looked at the lineup as a whole and comprehensively, I was like, this is it. This is really good. Few things. Week three is, a little underwhelmed, but I'm waiting to be pleasantly surprised. That's why I want to keep my expectations very low. And then dramatic actors, I'm always happier than I thought I'd be.
Yeah, look, let me just say this to anybody who's watching or watched this today. We have Saturday Night Live coming back in a week and a half. It is so exciting. I know that you may not be a fan of the current era, potentially, or certain weeks of the show. And if that's you, just give it a chance. You know, every year is different in the history of the show. We had some amazing episodes recently. We've had not great episodes too, but you know what? It's always fun to break them down and talk through what we get to see. This is live comedy. There's not many live events that people get to watch. We have professional sports and SNL, and that's pretty much it anymore. You know, for everyone getting together to watch something happening at the same time, it's really exciting to see what's going to happen. And I cannot wait to do it all. If you are watching us, please click the subscribe button on YouTube or follow us on any podcatcher to catch all of our shows, to catch us when we're going live as well. We really appreciate the follows and the subscribes on all social media platforms as well. For next week, we are beginning our official season 47 coverage with our preseason roundtable. That will be Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So join us on YouTube. I guess we tried to be live on Twitter. I think we are live on Twitter right now. We'll be live as well Monday night then. And then later in the week, we'll have our preseason By the Numbers show, where we'll break down all the numbers and statistics that we will look for in season 47. And that will be a lot of fun. There's a lot of records that are very close to being broken, and I'm excited to talk through all of those. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the SNL Stats is now the SNL Network. That means we're doing lots of fun and exciting things. Andy and Nicole know about all of that. Stay tuned on our social media for other stuff coming out this week that we're going to be doing with the SNL Network. More ways to get you, the listeners, involved in our shows. I'm excited for all of that. So for everybody who joined us today on Wednesday, September 22nd, as the SNL news broke, we had breaking news today, and I was so excited to talk about it with all of you. Thank you so much. We will see you next time, guys. Have a good one.